The quiet return of pensions that guarantee a specific payment per month. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the senior official with a hand on the throttle of the economy says our central bank's big interest rate decision 2 weeks from now will be guided by the data as it comes in. And a key serving of that data comes tomorrow when we see if hiring in February was as strong as it was in January. We get smarter on Thursdays by consulting Diane Swonk, chief economist, the audit, tax and advisory firm KPMG.
Most people are now expecting a 0.5% hike at the next meeting because of how hot the data has come in. That's important. What's also important is in tomorrow's data, we'd have to have a massive miss on the employment figures to get the Fed back down to 0.25%. We're talking less than 100,000 jobs.
So the pros are estimating something in the 200,000s of new people on payrolls tomorrow. And you're saying probably has to be below 100,000, weaker than expected, to change what the Fed is probably fixing to do.
Exactly. Much weaker than what is expected. And also we need to watch wages carefully. But the bottom line is we need to see a lot of things cool.
Now, we do have some chill winds now here in March. Tell me something nice. You got some data there that's nice?
Yes. You know, this is part of the part where you get, you know, good news is bad news and you don't want to be there. But, you know, one of the things we've been tracking is finally we're to a place in recent months where the number of workers who are out on vacation are outnumbering the number of workers who are out sick. And we'll be watching for that again in February, a massive turning point in the pandemic where people can finally travel and congregate and do the most human of things, see each other again, instead of be isolated by being sick.
And something we all can agree on, all walks of life, vacation better than sick.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, I could even add, this is even happening among low-wage workers. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are racking up debt. The Federal Reserve finds consumer credit is up 3.7% annualized. Revolving debt, credit cards mostly, up about 11%. In early pandemic, people were saving more, but not now. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Prices are still rising sharply, so are borrowing costs. But in spite of it all, American consumers keep spending it up, says Ted Rossman at Bankrate.com.
We're seeing record high credit card balances and record high interest rates.
And those interest rates, topping 20% in many cases, are making it harder for households to pay off their credit card balances in full every month. Low and middle income households are having the most trouble, says Warren Kornfeld at Moody's Analytics. Especially renters, who haven't been able to build up home equity as prices have risen, and many of whom have run through the stimulus and unemployment checks they banked during the pandemic.
They've completely spent down excess savings, and you know, inflation's taking a material bite out of the budgets. Many of them are resorting to their credit cards to fund that spending.
Credit card delinquencies are still well below pre-pandemic levels, but Kornfeld says they're rising fast. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Will wonders never cease? Have we walked through the looking glass? Some private employers are looking again at old school pension plans, the ones that went out with the pterodactyl, defined benefit plans. What's next? Will they resurrect the 50-0 retirement trope of gifting a gold watch? Here to help us with this is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hello, Chris.
Hello, David. But I don't think the gold watch is coming back.
No, all right. So that's not coming back. But traditional pension plans, what was that? You work a certain number of years and you get a certain amount of money every month once you retire. That was the old school.
That's the old school. So for many listeners, that was, you know, their parents, maybe their grandparents, you know, at retirement, as you say, they get this predictable monthly income and it's called a defined benefit pension plan. And the employer bears the investment risk and they commit to this fixed payout of money. But over the past five decades, companies decided, look, we want to shed this liability. We want to reduce our administrative burdens. And they moved away from these traditional pensions.
Yeah, and although state and local governments still rely on the traditional method, not corporate America, they've shifted risk onto retirees in this way. There are 401k plans, but as we know, those can go up and down.
Oh, yes. And here with the 401k, you know, employees decide how much money to invest and where to invest it. They bear all the investment risk. But here's the really big difference, David. Employees don't get a predictable and guaranteed monthly income at retirement. Instead, they must try to figure out if they've accumulated enough savings to retire comfortably. And yet retirees, future retirees, they want what they've always wanted, a stable, reliable, guaranteed monthly income for life.
All right. Well, I know that there's recent legislation that made it easier for companies to offer annuities to people who are doing the 401k type of plan. And annuities are an insurance product and it guarantees monthly income. So you can get it that way.
Well, you know, private annuities are not popular. Private annuities are often costly, but here's the thing. Annuities just adds another layer of complexity to an already too convoluted, too complicated 401k product.
Okay, but why would private sector employers want to change their minds and go to the defined benefit old school plan?
The most compelling argument is this. How can employers attract and retain talent in a tight labor market? Well, one way is offering employees something they highly value, a guaranteed monthly income in retirement. Now, the focus at the moment seems to be on convincing large employers to reopen or unfreeze their pensions that have been closed to new employees. But perhaps labor shortages will even bring new life to an old idea that 401ks supplement rather than replace traditional company pensions.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thanks for helping us with this.
Thanks a lot, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. Here from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.